नाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। भक्त्या विहीना अपराध लक्ष्य क्षिप्त्वाश्च कामादितरंग मध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्द। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्या जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मनुमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमां चरणान्तिके। माई मिलियंस ऑफ हम्बल ऑब्लिगेशंस एंड द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई परमाराध्य तम श्रील गुरु पाद पद्म एंड सो मेनी मिलियंस ऑफ हम्बल ऑब्लिगेशंस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णु पाद श्री श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। Especially for Western devotees, sent by Srila Prabhupada, his Gurudev, Swamiji, came to Western and Eastern countries. And he was so merciful that even in his old age, by navigation India, he traveled. He was about to die, but even he dared to come. There was no friend, no one was there, alone, sitting in the garden, pumpkin garden, and chanting, what? Twin Kirtan, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sivaur Bhakta, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And he, very soon, attracted so many devotees. And very soon he established so many preaching centers all over the world. And he preached everywhere, in mountains and seas, oceans, in forests, everywhere. Like wonderful. Only due to his mercy, you are all here, you are chanting, remembering all. So, you should know the object of Swamiji preaching. Krishna and his associates all are worried that this part and parcel of Supreme Lord, by constitutional position, all are eternal servant of Krishna. But now they are suffering from unlimited time. So, sometimes he descends and sometimes he orders his associates to come down in this world. So from Guru Parampara, it is going on. Only the mission was that. They never came from India for money, for any position. They only came to preach this mission of life, object of the life, that you are not this body. You are soul, part and parcel of God. You cannot be here happy. There are so many problems and sufferings of life here. So, chant and remember Krishna. Especially in this iron age, no one is happy. Especially by money, no one is happy. Only by love and affection of Krishna make you love and you happy. And this is the object of this life. Krishna even. Any need of translation? Oh. Thank you. Oh, some are not understanding.
Sound is not coming. You can sound only the sound.
Oh, then.
Oh,
you should arrange. You should arrange. Oh, then loudly you should speak in English. Speak in French language. Oh, sound system. Who is looking after sound? Who is controlling? Who controlling? No one automatically going? Anyone controlling or not? To whom you have given? Oh, anyone you should make in charge that he will control. Who knows? Who knows?
Tomorrow I'll get better.
Oh, he was doing, but why he is here? Oh, you should go and control.
We are bringing another.
In the meantime, you should speak by mic. This is working. Then I told you in Ben.
The print items came out, so
sa seule miséricorde que nous sommes tous ici assemblés et que nous pratiquons la conscience de Krishna.
Coming.
Bonjour. Par sa miséricorde, nous sommes tous assemblés ici à pratiquer la conscience de Krishna. Et la nouvelle, c'est que dans le monde spirituel, Krishna et ses compagnons sont tous très soucieux de notre bien-être. Ils se disent, tous ces êtres sont là, assemblés dans son matériel, à essayer d'être heureux, mais il n'y a pas de bonheur possible. Ils sont séparés de Krishna depuis tellement longtemps, et ils souffrent tellement. Et parfois, Krishna, par miséricorde, descend personnellement où il envoie un de ses chers compagnons. Et ainsi, notre Guru Parampara, ce message de la conscience de Krishna est venu. Aucun d'entre ces sadhus n'est venu pour gagner de l'argent, une réputation ou autre chose, ils sont simplement venus pour donner ce message. En bref, que nous ne sommes pas ce corps, nous sommes des âmes spirituelles, que notre position constitutionnelle est de servir Krishna. Et donc notre seul devoir est de servir Krishna, c'est la seule façon dont nous pouvons être heureux ici. Il y a tellement de problèmes dans l'existence matérielle qu'il est impossible de les résoudre. C'est simplement par la conscience de Krishna qu'on peut trouver ce bonheur que l'on recherche.
Completed. Krishna, when Braj Leela was expired, finished, and Krishna disappeared, and there he was thinking that I descended into this world and I tested, especially, Shant, Das, Shak, Basal, and Madhur. But for a long time, before one day Brahma one day, I have given one time, but now long time ago, it has not been distributed that love and affection in this world. So, I want that whole world, all the living entity, they should realize this thing. High class of love and affection, like Shakya, Vatsalya, and especially Madhuras. Bhakti has been given by so many, like Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, and especially semblance of rush was given by Jayadeva Goswami and Vidyapati, Chandidas, and Dakshinwale. Krishna Karanamritkar. Bilvatham Mangal Thakur. But not abundant. Especially Krishna is wonderful, merciful. Causeless, merciful. And he is ocean of rush. So he wanted to donate this special kind of gopi prem to all. And by that he wanted that a whole universe dawns. So he was thinking, what to do? And then he also thought, whole world doing bhakti, but vaidhi bhakti. No one knows about what?
Spontaneous
bhakti. Raganuga bhakti. They don't know anything. Only they do archan by Aishwarya Marg in opulence way to Narayan and others. If they worship or meditate Krishna, but by bhakti, bhakti. So what should I do? And then He came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, there were so many reasons. And among these reasons, to preach Raganuga Marga and to test himself, the highest class of Madhur Rash, by Aupapatya Bhav.
Parakiya
Bhav. That cannot be given to anyone. This purpose was his own. Radhaya Pranay Mahima Kidrishova Anayaiva Saddo Jainadbhut Madhurima Kidrishova Madhya Sankhanchasya Madhavan Bhavata Kidrisho Vettilobha Tadbhavadda Samachani Sachi Garbhasindhu. What is the meaning? You. Oh, you can speak loudly and all. Okay.
Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami has explained by his causeless mercy the three reasons that Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The first is Sri Radha Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayaiva. He came to taste or understand the glory of the love of Srimati Radhika. Secondly, or more of an explanation of the first, he's thinking that I am Purnanandamayi. I am the embodiment of all happiness. By one atom of my happiness, the entire universe can be drowned. Still, I am personally overwhelmed and I become mad by the love of Srimati Radhika. Her love is my guru. Her prem is my guru and I am her dancing disciple. Her love causes me to dance in various ways. I can't understand the height, the glory of her love. Secondly, although I'm the Supreme Lord and I know everything, past, present, and future, there are four qualities about myself that even I cannot understand. That is, I cannot understand the sweetness of my pastimes, of my form, of my qualities, of my flute playing. These things are only relished by Srimati Radhika. And those things about me drive her mad. I also want to be mad like that in tasting my own sweetness, but I can't. Krishna once looked, when he was in Dwarka, he looked in a pillar, a jeweled pillar, and saw the reflection of himself. And he became more and more attracted, so much so that he desired to enjoy himself as Srimati Radhika does. Then the third desire of Krishna's heart that was unfulfilled in the pastimes of Krishna is that he wanted to know what is the sokyam, the happiness that Srimati Radhika experiences in their love. He also experiences happiness, but hers is 10 million times the happiness that he experiences. So to understand the glory of her love, to understand what is it about himself that she alone can relish, and to understand the supreme nature of her happiness, he came in the womb of Sri Sachi Devi as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like the moon.
Very good. Thank you. Though Krishna and his associates are manifestations of Krishna that descend to world. But especially for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his object was not to do only name prem prachas, preaching of prem nam. This was not his object. This was external. And for Swamiji also I used to tell, oh, what Nagar Sankirtan is going on and what he did, it was only external. Try to understand. If it was not external and it was internal, if it was internal, then why those who were doing preaching here and there in world so much and associated thousands of disciples, but why they left it? Even they became against their guru. Now they are make eggs and smoking and what doing? Some nonsense. Oh, left this world also. Why it became? So this is not internal.
Primary.
If there is love and affection, there is taste something, and then Nam Kirtan, then it is good. But only to do Kirtan, Nagar Kirtan, it is not sufficient. We should do it, but very carefully. Our internal mood should be with love and affection. Without love and affection, only to show others, it will not do. Sometimes we take our chanting beat in this, only to show others, and when we return back to our home, nothing. This is not good. So Swamiji did not come for this only. Oh, with the same region, same object that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. What is that? To give world new thing. And that was Radha Dasyam. In Apapati Bhav. Very important. And that has been told in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, 4th chapter, very clearly. Nam Sankirtan, can be preached by even Jugavatar. Jugavatar. Vishnu can do it because his duty is to protect Yuga Dharma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is not Yuga Dharma. Jugavatar are Gunavatar or Manvantara avatar or any avatar. He was avatari himself, Krishna. Having the beauty of Radhika and intrinsic mood of Radhika and Krishna both combined, more important than Radha and Krishna even. So, he gave it in this world. How he came? At the time of
lunar
eucalyptus. All were singing and chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. How Hari Bol?
Hari Bol.
Hari
Bol, Hari Bol. Hari
Bol, Hari Bol. Boy. If anyone, he used to weep always. But anyone coming, clapping and Hari Bol, Hari Bol, all he used to smile or laughing. But when not, again weeping. So, whole day and night, anyone was engaged at all time to clap and to sing Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Otherwise, Hari Bol, or Hari Hare Namah Krishna Jagwar. All were singing. But Mother Sachi Devi, So many children he had, but all dead. Only Visrupa was left, and this boy. This boy was most beautiful. So she was fearing that any day, or Jam can come and take this boy. So he kept his name?
Nimoy.
Nimoy, because nim tree is very bitter. Very bitter nim. Nim, you know, nim tree? Oh, so bitter. So she kept, Nimoy. But he was so gauranga, golden color, from beginning, that all out of love they used to call him Gauranga, Gauranga, Gaur, 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 Gaur Sundar, like this. Gradually he became, like
young boy,
not young still. And he used to play with cobra. Cobra. And Sachi Ma, Jagannath and all Navarasi used to fear so much. And they used to
remember
Nisingadev, Garud, or Kaliyadaman, Krishna or Suma. So he was playing a very sweet pastime scene, boyhood. Again he became some more younger. He used to go to Pathshala, school. And then, when he used to go to the Pathshala of Advaita Acharya, very high class of learned person. And he was almost, Bairagi, renounced person. He had no attachment for anyone in whole world. Only attachment for Krishna. When he used to saw that boy like this and dancing more, to calling his brother, Vishwarup Bhaiya, you should come. Tumyesho. And then Advaita Acharya used to think, who is so beautiful boy? Who is like that? He used to attract Advaita Acharya, who was Vishnu, Mahavishnu. But even he, that boy used to attract. Then he used to think, who is this boy? Looking in such a way. And then Mahaprabhu at that very age also. You brought me from there. From Golok Vrindavan. And you called with a tulsi leaves and Ganga Jal, water of Ganges. This is the most high class of process to call Krishna. He will not be attracted unless he will give Tulsi Jan and Tulsi and Ganga, water of Ganges. And he gave and he was crying and weeping. If you are not coming, I'll destroy whole universe. Anyone cannot give love and affection of Krishna to this beings, life beings, living entities. So please you should come. And now Supreme Lord Krishna has come. So one day you will realize me, who am I? You have brought, but you are not realizing. Sometimes he was playing with boys in the Ganges, jumping here, there, taking bath. And so many Brahmins there, very old
elderly
Brahmins, very learned persons. And they used to take bath in Ganges and with
sacred thread
in hand, they used to do Gayatri like this. And how? They are chanting the mantra, but not by
mind.
Mind every here, there. So he used to take some water, Ganges, and then used to throw on them.
Sprinkle over from his mouth to everyone.
And then they used to think that, oh, he has done, spoiled us. Again they used to take bath. Mahaprabhu says, oh, you are more now pure than Ganges water. From my mouth. From where? The Ganges came.
From my feet.
My feet. And oh, this water is coming from mouth. So mouth water is more pure than. They did not used to
understand.
Sometimes he used to joke with, oh, small girls, beautiful, teenagers. Oh, if you will give your paraphernalia of worship, that is banana, sandesh, misty,
sweet,
very high class, and other things to me, if you are not giving, then I will curse you. Oh, Ganga is my wife. You should know. If I am happy, pleased, then Ganga will be. Otherwise, if I am not pleased, Ganga will not please. So give me all these formalities. And if you are not giving, then I will give curse. What? You should be?
Seven co-wives you have.
So many co-wives, hundreds of co-wives. And?
And husband will be very old and ugly.
Your husband will be very ugly?
And old.
Old, teeth outside like this, and very rough, and very having so much anger, and so this. And they, out of fear, they used to get to this boy. So, playing so many pastimes. It has been written in Chaitanya Bhagavatam. And rest are written in Chaitanya Charitamrita or in the book of Kavi Karnapur. Chaitanya Chandramrita Nataka. So many beautiful pastimes. After anyhow he married with Lakshmi Priya. And he went to East India.
East Bengal.
And he was preaching. All were attracted by his Bhagavat Katha. At that time one very high class of devotee came, Tapan Mishra. And he wanted to know what is sadhya and sadhana for life. What is the sadhya?
The goal and what is the process
of life that anyone can be happy in this world. We know that anyone is not happy. Those who took shelter in the Lord's feet of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, their Gurudev, they wanted to be happy. But they could not be happy at that time when he left this world. Up till when he was in this world, all were happy. All minds and everything was engaged. But when he left this world, what became? They could not be happy. And they thought that, oh, we should try to return back and marry. And they did. Someone went to university to have a diploma. But they are not so high. Some returned back to do some business and to make so much money. They did, but not happy. Or so many were sons of very highly daughters and sons of very
wealthy persons.
But at that time they left, but after his
departure.
All were unhappy. If they had followed strictly his principles and high class of associations, they would have never gone. I know here sitting so many disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So many. And at that time they were full brahmachari, energetic, preaching here, there, taking so many risks of life. At that time, no any bad desire, worldly desire. At that time, they were not looking after wives and ladies. But when he disappeared, a black day came. All began to be weakened and more weak. And just all the senior devotees who are here in family life, but at that time Brahmacharya, they become weak and they mad. But still I know that they are not happy. They may be happy only by following the instructions of his Gurudev. And that is why he came. And he sent me also. So here also you should know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was preaching everywhere at that time. Anyway, he was playing a role of his sweet pastimes. And these sweet pastimes, what he did in Navadvip, are more superior than the leelas of Jagannath Puri in that cave,
Gambhira,
and more superior than the pastimes in the bank of Godavari. But you will have to know these things. Why? So many persons have doubt, but so many coming to me, association, they have finished there.
Remove their doubts.
So you should know how, why. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing. What thing? Where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip. Navadvip may be called Gupta Vrindavan. Same as Vrindavan. Bandwarka. Oh, it cannot be called Vrindavan. Never. Anywhere it has not written that Jagannath Puri is Vrindavan. Or Godavari is Vrindavan. Only Navadvip is. 9 islands are 12 Vrindavan. Forest of Vrindavan. All are there. But for Jagannath Puri, it has been told that it is Dwaravati, Dwarkapuri. Not Vrindavan. So, Mahaprabhu pastimes in mantra also cling Vishwambharaya Dhimahi. Vishwambharaya Dhimahi. Gauraya Dhimahi. Chaitanyaya Vidmahi. Vishwambharaya Dhimahi. Oh, this mantra is not for Jagannath Puri or
Godavari.
It is mantra of where?
Navadvip
Dham. Gaur name and Vishambhar name. It is not Sannyas name. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after Sannyas, he went to Jagannath Puri. So, Vishambhar Leela and Gaur Leela is not there. Oh, where? There? Oh, Chaitanya.
Krishna
Chaitanya. Who was Sannyasi? And his Sannyasi name is there. And he played a role always, sannyas. So, this leela is more sweet, more higher than even Puri leela and others leela. So, after that, he returned back and he did second marriage because first Vishnu Priya Devi,
Lakshmi
Priya Devi. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to East Bengal, she could not tolerate his separation and he left her body. After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyhow, was married to Vishnu Priya Devi. After that, he went to Gaya. Before this, when he married, or before marriage, One sannyasi from Kashmir. He came. And he challenged, anyone can
debate with me.
All were fearing. They pointed out that this boy of Vyakaran only, this is like a student, our student. First go and debate with him. And if you can defeat him, then come to us. So one day he went where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the evening. When sun was setting and reddish rays were coming and making whole Ganges all
reddish.
At that very time, oh Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaurachandra, Nimai Pandit was sitting with so many
students.
What they are doing? What?
Discussing.
So many logics. And one boy, a very
teenage,
very beautiful, very wonderful.
Very attractive.
Oh, his pronunciation of Sanskrit and this face was so wonderful. Though he was less
aged,
and his students were so many, hundreds, and they were aged. But, oh, he attracted all. And they were doing some conversation in Sanskrit language. And Keshav Kashmiri. Oh, with
turban.
Books on
bullock carts
and oont.
Camels.
So many books. And having so many hundreds of followers, his students. And he wanted to conquer whole world. And when he came to Chaitanya Nimai Pandit on the bank of River Ganges, they wanted that he should first go to this boy. And if he can defeat them, then he should come. They were playing a trick. When this Pandit reached that place where Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit was, had just conference with his disciples, he reached there. And he saw that, very influential this boy, who is sitting in the middle. And he can cut all the arguments of all the boys. And he can tell no, yes, and yes,
no.
So he was very much influenced. Anyhow, he sat near that boy. And he told, I'm seeing this boy. Who is this boy? Anyone told in his ears? Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit. He is Nimai Pandit. And he had some
palpitation
in his ears. This boy is very intelligent and
very qualified.
And then he was fearing something. But even he told, you are a very good boy. Your pronunciation and arguments are really very astonishing. Then Mahaprabhu told, I have heard you are very intelligent and very high class of learned person. Yes, all tell like this. I want to hear something from you. What you want to hear from me? I want to hear. Now it is evening and sun is going to set. Beautiful rays of the sun are coming and flaming on the
playing on the waves of Ganges.
I want that you should glorify Ganges. in your words, in your new poems. Oh, he began to smile, and now he began to make new poems. And hundreds of poems he made in very short time. All were astonished. And how very beautiful, with full of alankar. Alankar means
ornamental
language. How? Makheshwari, Kriyeshwari, Sudheshwari, Sureshwari, Trived Bharatiswari, Pramana Sasanis, Rameshwari, Kshameshwari, Pramodakananeshwari, Brajeshwari, Brajadhipe, Siradhipe. Oh, this is all what? Ishwari, Ishwari, Ishwari. So very good ornamented. So all were astonished. Oh, how high class of. And all were looking on the face of. And he was reading the faces. And now he became some proud.
Puffed up.
Like, oh, I am now something. And now I have attracted all the boys. Oh, Mahaprabhu told very humbly. I want that you should glorify what are the good qualities.
Five good qualities
and five bad qualities. No, only
I want to need some explanation.
Here, you should glorify your new poems. What are some good
merit and demerit of your poem?
He told, Keshav Kashmiri has no wrong thing in his poem. Never and never. He cannot tell anything which is wrong. All are perfect and good qualities. Then he told humbly, if you allow me, what is shlok you want to hear? I have told hundreds of. You should utter what is shlok you want. Oh, Mahaprabhu, very promptly he told one shlok among newly shloks. That very shlok among hundreds of shlok new and from the middle, and he told one shlok. Hearing these, all boys were astonished, even that Keshav Kashmiri also. How you remember this shlok quite new. I don't remember what I told all, but how you are doing. If anyone can, by the boon of Saraswati, can make thousands of shlokas in very
short time,
by the mercy of same, anyone can be
Shrutidhar.
Means
you hear something once and you remember it forever.
Like this. And then, he was somewhat sad became. Very extraordinary boy. Then he told that you should tell five any qualities of and disqualities. He told that in my new poems nothing wrong. Everything is
perfect
and correct. Then Mahaprabhu humbly told, may I tell something? Why not? You can tell. And then Mahaprabhu showed five
qualities and five disqualities.
And he told that I can discover thousands of qualities and thousands of more
disqualities.
And then he could not speak. And then Mahaprabhu began to point out all these wrong things and good things. And he could not answer anything. And then all began to clap at Mahaprabhu. Don't clap. Give respect. And told him, now you are tired. You should go and take rest, and tomorrow we will come. So Mahaprabhu, in this age he defeated. And in the night he saw a
dream.
He was thinking, Devi, I have been defeated only by a very small Vyakaran boy.
Grammar student.
If I have had been defeated by any very high class of learned person, there was no lamentation. But I have been defeated only by a small boy who is not learned even. He is primary student of Vyakaran. And even I am defeated. Then Devi came and told in dream, don't be upset. He is my husband himself. He is Lord of Lords himself. And you are defeated means, oh, you are very much fortunate that you have taken his darshan. Go at once and beg pardon. And what he is telling, you should obey. At once in the very morning, he went and apologized. How?
Full prostration on his lotus feet.
And then Mahaprabhu told, oh, this is not the fruit of learning. By learning anything, by education, anyone should be very humble. Like Trina Dapi Suni, Taro Rapi Sahishnu, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtina. If anyone has some proud by learning, that I am now so much big, high class of learned person, oh, this is bogus. He should be very polite. And he should try to chant and meditate Krishna. This is vidyarthal. Jani hanisha. Krishna pat padme jadi bhakti vidya. If there is some what? Bhakti. Love and affection for Krishna. This is the fruit of all kinds of learning. And if anyone is not attaining such a high class of love and affection in the lotus feet of Krishna, really he is very wretched person. At once go. And you should chant and remember Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Now he was fully satisfied and he took shelter in the lotus feet of Gaurachandra and he went to Vrindavan and anywhere. So Mahaprabhu, very sweet pastime. Now he was married and after marriage he went to Gaya. So many students began to come in his school. And then he went to Gaya. Why he went to Gaya? To perform some
oblations to
his father. In India, this is tradition. That anyone should go to Gaya and perform some ritual activities for his father. And then, his father's life will be good. He will come out of sin or
inauspicious
situation. And he will be happy. And for this he went. One kirtan. Oh Prabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit went to Gaya to do some
ritualistic
activities for his father, like Indian Vedic
culture.
Oh, he took bath in a river there, Karmanasha. What is the meaning of Karmanasha? By taking bath, all activities, fruitive
karma
will go away. And he took, and he gave some pind. Pind means?
Oblation.
To his father, for his father. But he saw there, very exalted, pure, high class of devotee there. And he was chanting name, tears in his eyes. Oh. by his guru. He has
inherited
so many good qualities and mood. And thus he was chanting light. He Deva, He Daita, He Bhuvanaika Bandho, He Krishna, He Chapalaika Sindho, He, He Ramana, He Nayanabhiram, Ha Ha Kadanu Bhavita Sripado. Other poem. Ai Dina Dayadranath, He Mathuranath, O Krishna, where you have gone? He was uttering and weeping, heart melting, rolling down on the earth. O Krishna, where you are? You left us and went to Vrindavan, Mathura. Now you are not remembering us. Now you are playing with Jadav and Jadav with wives of Jadav. So many there. Now you have forgotten. We are dying in your separation. So, heart melting, poems he was reciting and weeping. He saw, and then he was very much happy and satisfied. Now my life is successful. I came only to pay some respect to my father by Indian
Vedic
tradition. But it is not sufficient. To whom I will give that thing? He will have some
benefit.
And by good association, his life will be successful. His whole Vansh Parampara,
whole dynasty,
will be
benefited.
Whole world can be benefited by that high class of association. Like only one Swamiji, your Prabhupada came, and how many? Millions and millions of. So this is high class of association. Why you are coming to me? Why everywhere in Holland, Rotterdam, more than 600, about 1,000, in one day they were all assembled there and all were very happy and satisfied. Why? This is the fruit of high class of theos. All will be attracted. Not only human, even animals can be attracted. You have seen in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu life. So sadhu sang is needed. Without sadhu sang, you will be weak, as we have been. You are now weak. I know. I want to read pulse.
Feel the pulse.
I read the pulse and see all. You are badly needed in the for association. And Swamiji also, for that reason, he managed. So, sadhu sang, always. What sadhu sang? What is sadhu sang? The sadhu is more superior than you. Who can help you? No? If all are junior to you, not advanced devotee than you, this is not called association. More superior that you are. And he must be
like-minded person
and very affectionate to you. On this is called that Rupa Goswami has told. This should be. He should be very smooth to me.
Affectionate
to you. And same object that you have, but more
advanced.
And this is called association. And if there is no one guru like that, no high class of Vaishnava, or you are associating yourself, then you must be weak. And you will be bewildered. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there. Oh, I have seen you, Prabhu, Ishwar Puripad. I have offered my everything, my all senses, body, mind, soul, everything in your lotus feet. Now I am yours, not mine. Please be merciful to me. And what is good you should do for me. Oh, this should be idea of any disciple who is going to be associated, initiated. If you are going and you have no faith on Gurudev, such kinds of very strong faith, Gurudev cannot do. Even Krishna cannot do what to general gurus. He cannot do. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, I have offered everything in your lotus feet. Now, what you think better do for me? Ei dehami samarpilam tumare Krishna pad padma rash. Now I want that. You are qualified and you should give me.
Make me drink the Krishna bhakti rash.
You should give me a cup of nectar of Krishna bhakti. And Guru what did? He embraced him. I'm very satisfied that now I have a disciple like you. And in his ear he gave two things. Mahamantra, Hare Krishna Dish, and Gopal Mantra. First, Hare Krishna Nam should be given to disciples. And after some time, he is bona fide devotee. Then this initiation, second initiation, Gopal Mantra or. At first, only once this mantra was given. Nothing else. Or, O Kama Gayatri. There were no 10 mantra, 9 or 8. But gradually our Guru Parampara saw that, by this they cannot do. More should be given. And for their what?
Guru Mantra.
They
for their advancement.
Advancement quickly they gave. Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri. Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri. Then Krishna Mantra, Kama Gayatri. Then Panchatattva and Maha. But in the beginning, Krishna gave Brahma by Saraswati, Gopal Mantra. And after that himself by float he gave Kama Gayatri. All are included in this. So, Ishwar Puripat gave Mahamantra and then Gopal Mantra. And he began to chant. But what became after? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned back, I will tell afterward what was the result. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned back to Navadvip. He wanted to teach his students, but he could not. Now he was so absorbed in chanting and doing kirtan that now he was himself rolling down the earth, weeping. When he used to
open the book,
he used to see everywhere Krishna. Here Krishna, there Krishna, here Krishna. In book Krishna, in all letters Krishna, everything like Krishna. When a student used to come to him, he began to weep. Oh, I cannot teach now. I cannot. Then they went to his Gurudev, Gangadas Pandit, and complained. We took shelter of Nimai Pandit, now he is not teaching us. Please tell him, order him that he should teach me. Then one day he came and told, why you are not doing so? You should go and teach them Vyakaran. Oh yes, I will obey. But when he went against them, then he finally decided or to close the book with ropes. I cannot check my mood. Weeping, oh Krishna, where you are, where you are, where you are. Where is Vrindavan? Where is Kalindi? Where is Govardhan? Oh, I cannot. You should go to other teachers. They told, we cannot go. What you will do, we will follow. Then you should also bind the book with a rope, all, and come with me and chant. You should have what? Hari Hare Nama Krishna Jadavai Nama Jadavai Madhavai Keshavai Hari Hare Nama. What day? Oh! Gopala Govinda Ram Har Hari Bol Hari Bol
ends the class on the 2nd of July in the evening 2002 in Besplat, France. Hare Krishna.